Slavery is the claim of ownership over the life or property of another individual. It is the antithesis of freedom. This definition applies to all forms of identified slavery throughout history. The slavery most people think of is chattel slavery, which was generally and mostly abolished in the 19th century. Today, there are still modern forms of slavery. Professor Kevin Bales states that slavery is theft, theft of work, theft of life, theft even of the children a slave might have born. Many abolitionists were seen as radical for their views to end slavery, and they were also pointing to many other forms of slavery at the time. Abolitionist Lysander Spooner, for instance, spoke of political slavery, particularly stating that it is whatever allowed or maintained chattel slavery. When we consider the idea of theft, what is taxation but people justifying the theft of the property of another? If you are claiming ownership over something that belongs to someone else, you are claiming that you own what they own. Are you to tell them what to do with their own life and be a slave master? Government is just people, but it is people continuously committing the action of slavery. Government, or the state, is based on statism, the belief that there is such a thing as authority vested in certain human beings, magically giving them the right to rule over other people. This authority means that certain people have the moral right to issue commands to those who they rule, those under their jurisdiction, and that their subjects or slaves have a moral obligation to obey the arbitrary dictates or laws set by their masters. Most simply put, statism is the belief in the legitimacy of slavery and the legitimacy of government. In case you do not understand, answer the following questions. Number 1. Do you have the moral right to rule or dominate another individual against their will? Number 2. Does anyone have the moral right to rule or dominate you if you don't want them to rule or dominate you? Number 3. Does anyone have a legitimately higher claim over your life and property than you? Number 4. Do you have a legitimately higher claim over the life and property of another? Number 5. Do you have a legitimate right to steal your neighbor's stuff? Number 6. Does anyone have the legitimate right to steal your stuff? Number 7. If you don't have the right to steal from or harm another person, can you confer that right that you don't have onto another person or group? Number 8. Is there any means by which any number of individuals can delegate to someone else the moral right to do something which none of the individuals have the moral right to do themselves? Number 9. Do those who wield political power, presidents, legislators, etc., have the moral right to do things which other people do not have the moral right to do? If so, from whom and how did they acquire such a right? Number 10. Is there any process, constitutions, elections, legislation, by which human beings can transform an immoral act into a moral act without changing the act itself? Number 11. When lawmakers and law enforcers use coercion and force in the name of law and government, do they bear the same responsibility for their actions that anyone else would who did the same thing on his own? Number 12. When there is a conflict between an individual's own moral conscience and the commands of a political authority, is the individual morally obligated to do what he personally views as wrong in order to obey the law? Number 13. Do you think two people have a right to trade with each other independent of any third party if they want to? Number 14. Can you limit slavery or violence if it's seen by everyone as legitimate? Number 15. If stealing 100% of the product of someone's labor is slavery, at what percentage is it not slavery? Number 16. How does every order in government get carried out? By who and how? Number 17. Who seeks or desires power? And number 18. Did you actually consent to be within a government? Government is known as a monopoly on violence. It cannot be limited because its violence is seen as legitimate. The action of slavery condoned by statism leads to the condition of slavery, the government state. Following orders cannot be a justification for carrying out wrong behavior, yet the belief in statism makes it a necessary duty, even moral and brave. Being that the word taxation is just another word for theft, yet people see it as moral rather than immoral, this is an example of slavery covert rather than overt. Being that statism is a belief system that leads to the action of slavery, this is an example of what many writers have called, quote, the worst form of slavery, being mental slavery, that leads inevitably to physical slavery. History tells us that government never protects the rights of individuals, that its existence ever only violates the rights of individuals. A good example is America itself. The deception that one man-made system can work for everyone or stay limited in power or for select functions is the promise told for centuries on end, only to end up justifying more political slavery. The Hegelian dialectic that one political party or candidate goes against another is the centuries on end strategy of divide and conquer, using emotional appeal, dishonest identities, deception, media propaganda, and dependence for change, justifying more political slavery. Every law is backed by the threat of violence if people do not comply, if people are not statist or slaves. Those who carry out the violence are the willing statists, the complicit slave drivers. In the 19th century, there existed the slave patrol, which is attributed to modern-day policing. The badges today are still similar to those back then. These are willing statists. A voluntary government would not be any government. Democide, the top cause of unnatural death, is known as death by government. A good example is World War II. People say it is a necessary evil, and so the same could be said of slavery. They still admit to it being evil, so what is not evil? Do you ever consider the necessary good? I repeat, if slavery is legitimized at all, it will inevitably grow. Just replace the word slavery with government, and you will also see that all the excuses and fears made for its existence is practically the same. Here are the claims made against the abolition of slavery. Slavery has always existed. Government has always existed. Every society has slavery. Every society has government. Slaves are not capable of taking care of themselves. The people are not capable of taking care of themselves. Without slavery, there would be chaos. Well, without government, there would be chaos. Trying to get rid of slavery is foolishly utopian. Trying to get rid of government is foolishly utopian. Forget abolition, a far better plan is to keep the slaves sufficiently well-fed, clothed, and housed, and occasionally entertained, and to take their minds off the exploitation by encouraging them to focus on the better life that awaits them in the hereafter. Well, forget abolition. A far better plan is to keep the people sufficiently well-fed, clothed, housed, and occasionally entertained to take their minds off their exploitation. Without slavery, who will pick the cotton? Well, without government, who will build the roads? There will be slavery anyways. Well, there will be government anyways. Government provides nothing new. It only steals somewhere to provide elsewhere. It claims presumed authority for ownership over all the land, all the businesses, and all the people of said land. Government, from etymology, the Latin verb gervano or gubernare, means to control. Combined with the Latin noun mens or mentis, means the mind. To control the mind. People imposing their will on other people with violence, this is a claim of ownership, as it is dictating the fate of other people's lives. The first government, Sumeria, was the first form of systemic slavery. Every government since practiced slavery. Historically, people first became slaves as a result of government war or government jailing systems. Those who partake in war are willing statists. Nobody has the right to enslave or commit violence upon a fellow human being. No outfit, no position, no title, no bloodline. If you aren't thinking for yourself here as to what is right and wrong, you may still be mentally enslaved. I interviewed over 50 different ex-statists from many different backgrounds. Some were also ex-order followers, directly partaking in acts of slavery. They realized they were wrong, and so was myself, and you can admit it too. It's not easy, but we must. We want a free and voluntary world with many solutions and not just one. Having the encouragement of teaching morality and being responsible, this is a world of innovation. A world without large-scale war or legitimized violence making evil ever more evil. A quote from Jeremy Locke, the author of The End of All Evil, states, "Personal sovereignty is the end of evil, when every person on earth will defend themselves and those they love, when evil cannot gain even a foothold because all people are watching for it and recognize that it seeks to destroy their value. This is the exact opposite of perfect evil, in which every person is a slave and a master of slaves. Perfect liberty is life, and in it there are no slaves and no masters of slaves. Perfect liberty is life." Ownership is a practice required for freedom, health, and order alike. And it's time humanity owns up to their own ownership, otherwise they will continue to be owned. Quite literally, they will get owned, abolished themselves. Give up some of your ownership more and more to someone who does not properly own it, and the next thing you know, you come to own close to nothing. You are owned and independent. You are a slave. Recognize it earlier, you're less of a slave, but still a slave. Recognize it later, welcome to tyranny, until you learn the lesson of abolitionism and what slavery really is and has always been. Your comfort and false sense of security does not last forever unless your life is truly in your own hands. Slave masters will use you for their own benefit. They have life in their own control. But nobody deserves to be a slave or to be used by another person. You are not a slave by nature. Do not allow yourself to become enslaved. If we all learn to control ourselves, voluntarily defend our property, and set up voluntary systems as we educate, we need no external control by slavery. Natural leaders seek no authority, and truth is our authority.